Mr. Pixilis has one of the most interesting, I think, please come, one of the most interesting parts of the overall portfolio. He is the person who is going to restructure the Greek tax system. Everybody talks about taxes in Greece. So here we have the guru to tell us what is going to happen.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Καλημέρα σας, κυρίες και κύριοι. Well, let me introduce myself for those who don't know me. My name is George Pitsilis. I am the Secretary General for Public Revenue. And as of January 1st, the head of the new independent revenue authority in Greece. I come from the private sector, not the public sector. I am a tax lawyer. And a year ago, I decided to be a candidate for this position because I really believed that we can change things in this country. Almost 1 year later, and after having worked together with the staff of the Greek Tax Administration, I'm even more convinced that we can bring changes and reforms to the public sector and especially to the tax administration. In this context, I'm really thankful to Capital Link for inviting me here because this gives me the opportunity to present you with the things that we have started to change in the last months and those that we are planning to change in the near future. But, you know, I have to confess something to you. When I received this invitation, my first thought was that this is really a big challenge for me and the Greek tax administration. Because, you know, when the majority of the audience is top-level executives from the biggest investment funds in the United States and the whole world, I feel that I have to answer to too many questions and explain too many things that, for many of you here, may seem inexplicably rational. For decades, businesses in Greece have to deal with a bureaucratic tax system with too many procedures and transactions that have to be delivered at the tax offices, demanding the physical presence of our taxpayers. This means higher operational costs, both for the administration and for our customers, and of course, higher corruption risks. Also, performance of the tax administration has been hindered by a very weak capacity building system of our staff, which has affected our efficiency and performance and overall contributes to a low trust tax system in Greece. Therefore, these are our key challenges. This is what we're trying to change. Ladies and gentlemen, the time this conference is taking place finds the Greek tax administration at the threshold of a transition into an independent revenue authority. The first day of the new year will find us being financially autonomous, not subject to the hierarchy of the Ministry of Finance, and reporting directly to the Parliament, with the Management Board and an expert from the European Commission. The main objective of this transition is that organizational and functional independence can lead to what I described before, a better performance by removing impediments to effective and efficient management while maintaining appropriate accountability and transparency. But you know, establishing an independent authority is not by itself a panacea. It is an opportunity for the Greek administration to make a new start, to get modernized and operate more efficiently for the benefit of the taxpayers and of the investors. An opportunity that we really need to take advantage of. Having that in mind, we're working on the following axes. We're building up an IT strategy and an operational plan that will allow us to create flexible internal procedures for our daily operation that will make our job more effective and simplify tax transactions in order to reduce compliance costs for investors and businesses. Also, this will allow us to use our HR where they are most needed today, in fighting against tax evasion, tax fraud, and smuggling. We're establishing a consistent training system for our employees with long-term, medium-term, and short-term programs, similar to those of all modern tax administrations. As regards our HR, we are developing systems and procedures making sure that assessment, grading, promotion, and remuneration are based only on meritocracy and performance. Because if we want to succeed, we must have a system that enables the best man and the most suitable to go into the job that needs them. Also, we are constantly enhancing our auditing capacities and our collection methods, emphasizing in business sectors where tax evasion is more frequent, and therefore demonstrating our firmness in safeguarding our tax base. But also, at the same time, we are promoting transparency and fairness in our daily operation, in our auditing methods, in our interpretation of tax legislation, and especially in the operation of our dispute resolution system. Because we need to be firm in our commitment to fight against tax evasion and tax fraud, but we also need to be fair and trustworthy when it comes to our obligations against taxpayers. We believe that the above are key elements in order to give an answer to the bigger challenge that we're facing, which is to build a sincere relationship based on credibility and trust with taxpayers and investors. This is, I believe, the core of the new start we're seeking. We're trying to balance the desire to offer a simple and low-cost tax environment for foreign direct investments with the need to ensure that an appropriate share of domestic tax is collected from multinationals. In doing the above, we are not trying to reinvent the wheel. We just try to use effectively what we learn from other countries' tax administration experience. This is why, apart from the technical assistance that we receive from our partners, we have already traveled to countries like England, France, and we visited tax administrations and attended seminars on audits and organizational models. This is why tomorrow we're flying to DC to meet our IRS colleagues. Ladies and gentlemen, there are many things that we need to do in order to improve our performance. However, taking a retrospective look in the changes that the Greek tax administration has undergone in the last 6 years, I am more than optimistic that we can successfully address our coming challenges. I know and I feel how important investments are in Greece. Of course, we want investments that will create new jobs and bring sustainable growth. In other words, we want you beside us, with us. And we promise, and I personally promise, that I will day by day facilitate your job in your relationships with the Greek tax administration. Thank you for your attention.